Right now, we're going to begin the hour with another shot of Cappy Hour. Our November edition of Cappy Hour, talking real estate with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker Howard Perry and Walston. Typically the last Friday of the month. This month is November, and the last Friday of the month is Thanksgiving week, so a little bit early this year, this month. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't tell the difference between a year and a month, and other than that, I'm good.
That's right. It's like all sense of time is gone.
It's gone
today
completely.
Today is today. Yesterday was yesterday. Tomorrow's tomorrow, but beyond that, I have no clue.
If even that. Right? Like, I don't even know. It's tomorrow somewhere already.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
exactly right.
How are you? What's
good.
New?
I'm good. Nothing. You know, COVID is still messing with things as much as it can. And, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up and the holidays are coming
right.
up. So lots going on. Just new stuff.
Does that make it a slow time of the year or a busy time of year for you?
Normally, September is my worst month. Typically.
Okay.
This year it was huge.
Right.
And December and November kind of slow down because nobody wants to move at the holidays.
Right.
But because we didn't have a spring market this year, there's still a lot of churn and a lot of catch up.
Okay.
And market values are up. We still have historically low inventory, and days on market has plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all
right.
Good stuff if you're a seller, and a little scary if you're a buyer.
Yeah. But that could change, too, around the corner. Hey, if you're listening out there, by the way, send Cappy an email, cappyhour@wchl.com, if you have any questions about home buying, home selling, anything related to real estate, send her an email, and we could answer that question here on the air on a future segment, because I'm not checking the email right now. But
that's right.
We do have a lot to talk about
yes,
today,
we do.
But
yes, we do.
What's up?
So I have gotten 4 or 5 calls since we talked last time. People getting mailers from the iBuyers, the one offer buying companies offering to buy houses. And the calls are, my house is worth more than this. And my answer is, of course it is.
Yeah.
That's why they're so desperate
to buy it for the amount they're offering.
Well, I am not going to mention any names through this, but the one buyer programs, you know who I'm talking about. You see their billboards, you get the flyers, you see the ads on TV while you're sipping your coffee, bypass the market, guaranteed offer, close in 21 days.
Some weirdly handmade road signs.
No open houses,
yep.
No showings, blah, 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 blah. So in essence, these companies, though, are flippers. That's what their goal is to do, is to come in, buy low, put a skim coat on it of paint and carpet, and sell it for more. And just doing a thumbnail sketch recently in the Chapel Hill Durham markets, the purchase price, where you can find it on the tax rolls, and what they turn around and sell the house for is, on average, $10,000 to $20,000 more, under about $350,000. And that's not including the commission that they charge the seller and any fees and repairs and all that kind of stuff, which can add up to more than 10% of the value of the home. So when you combine all those things, you're talking about leaving a lot of money on the table to avoid an open house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really and truly, this market, the house is selling days. Every house I had this year, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, whoever you are out there, I think sold the weekend that it went on the market.
Yeah.
So to cough up maybe $30,000 total to avoid me sitting in your house eating bonbons and being oh so charming to people coming in seems a little foolhardy.
Yeah. So they call them, why do they call them iBuyers? Is it just like, I buy your house?
I'm not really sure. That's
okay.
Just what we call them. It's one of those magic words.
Right.
That's why I call them single offer companies.
Gotcha.
Because, and that's the other thing. And one of them, very, bypass the market. Well,
mm-hmm.
Now think about that. Your seller, you have the opportunity to sell your house without exposing it to the market,
mm-hmm.
without the opportunity to get multiple offers, which is the norm
right.
around here.
Because the market's really good for sellers.
Right,
so, yeah.
right. It's huge for sellers. And interest rates are so low right now, the money's almost free, almost. But why would you do that? Really and truly, that's a lot of money to leave on the table. And I think a lot of times it's because people don't really know the value of their home, or
mm-hmm.
it sounds easy, or they don't know how fast they could actually sell it. So
yeah. Do they even buy every house?
No, they don't. The one offer companies, they really I told somebody the other day, they really don't want to sell your house because that's work.
Mm-hmm.
They have a two-prong approach to real estate. There's the flip side, and the other side is the referral side. If your house is in a bad area, or it needs a lot of work, or it's out of the price points that they typically work in, which are the faster-moving under 450 market in this area, then they refer it out to another a traditional real estate firm, and they collect a referral fee for that, which is that's easy money. It's
right.
Like, here, let me send you this $500,000 house,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
And they don't take every house for a number of reasons.
Mm.
So that's a little misnomer. They may give you a guaranteed offer, but, you know, it could be so low that
you wouldn't even take it in the first place.
Yeah.
Speaking with Cappy Hagman, Cappy Hour, we're talking about iBuyers and talking about it, especially in the context of this real estate market here locally, where you put your house on the market and it goes real fast. Sometimes you get bids above your asking price occasionally.
Almost always.
Many of the reasons that they offer for not putting your house on the market don't really apply. When does it apply? Like, are there times when it might be a good idea?
It hurts my heart to say this, but yeah, there actually are. And the two best scenarios I can think of is you live on the other side of the country and you've inherited a property in a market where these companies are operating because they're not in every market.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to fiddle with it. You don't care. Sell it, get it gone. So that's a good one. The other one is if you've got a house malingering somewhere else in the country and you have to sell that before you can buy here. And again, with the market moving so quickly, sellers are loath to take contracts with contingencies that you got to sell your house first. And why would you? You've got 10 offers on the table, which is not unusual. And one of them is like, well, but I got to sell my house in Outer Mongolia first. You know, and you're like, well, let me give you a number.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are times that it may make sense for somebody, but you should still run it past somebody who knows what the local market's really all about.
So if you're a buyer, what does this mean for you?
Now, the buying side of this can be a little different. First of all, if it's been on the market more than 30 days, that's a cold listing. And if they're in the business of flipping, time is money. So you can usually, after about 30 days, look on the tax rolls and see what they paid for the house, and you can use that as a gauge for what you're going to offer because they're sitting on that money. And the longer they sit on it, the smaller their margins get. So for somebody that does not have a gigantic war chest to go out and put huge amounts of due diligence down and pay for an overage if the house doesn't appraise and blah, 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 it may be a good option. The downside to it, and this has been my experience lately, it's a big brush, and I understand it, is a lot of times these houses are not in as good a condition as a traditionally listed home would be because they don't have a real estate agent who's bringing in her own staging equipment and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, do you want to do the work? Do you want to save the money? But it's something to consider for a buyer.
Yeah. And with all of that said, if people do say, all right, I've got the offer, I want to go ahead with this, what's your advice?
Oh, for a buyer?
Yeah.
First of all, they need to work with somebody who really is willing to hurt their feelings. The other team. I get that all the time on low offers. I'm like, it's Candyland. Let's all ask for everything we want. All they can do is no.
Right.
And buyers sometimes are reticent to do that because they don't want to hurt the seller's feelings. Well, the seller in this case is a corporation.
Right.
So who cares?
Hurt their feelings
hurt
all
them,
you want.
Stab
exactly.
Them,
yeah.
Cut them. Leave them bleeding. My favorite things to do. You know, so you need that, but you also then, if you go under contract on one of these houses, because oftentimes they've been unoccupied for a little bit or they've got deferred maintenance or there's other issues, you need to make sure you have a really, really good inspection done. And for sellers, talk to a real estate agent. You need to know what the market value of your house is before you sign away your birthright to it.
Yeah.
And the other part of that, and a lot of people in the community don't know this, is that even if you are going to sell your home to one of these companies, you can use a real estate agent to negotiate a better deal. And, of course, you would not pay the full normal commission. It's more of an advisory role, but it can save you money on the flip side. So there are ways to use them, and there are ways to be smart about it. There's room, and, you know, real estate's a big pie.
Yeah.
There's enough pie for everybody.
I think just in general, if you're a buyer, if you're a seller, if you're thinking about buying or selling, run your thoughts by someone who's in the business and knows what
yes,
they're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Preferably me. That's Cappy Hagman.
Yep. And hey, if you have questions for Cappy Hagman, if you got questions about iBuyers, any part of the buying process, the selling process, email her. Cappy Hour, that's Happy Hour with the C instead of the H. Cappy Hour at WCHL.com and ask your questions. We will be right back here next month, probably not the last Friday of the month, because that's
New Year's Day. I think
we're
doing New it on
Year's
the 18th Day. Or something like that.
Slightly earlier.
Yes.
In December
earlier.
Than the holidays.
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
basically.
I'll see you next week. Ready to discuss a brand new topic. Cappy Hagman, thank you.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you.